Chapter 22, Researching the Company and Industry. Research is to see what everybody else has seen and to think what nobody else has thought. When we are talking of what everybody else has seen, everybody does research. Say you're going for an interview tomorrow. You will, of course, research the company, what is the organization all about. You will understand the financial health of the company. You will go through the social media pages. You will see LinkedIn. So you will understand what is a company all about. You will also try to figure out the people who are working there by getting access to details on the website. See, research is something that is inevitable. It is required. And it is necessary. So when they say to think what nobody else has thought, what is the information that I get through research? How do I, absorb it? How do I think of the information that is put forward there? Or if you take it from the point of view of the organization, how effectively has that organization put forward information as far as letting people know what the company is all about, its products and services, what is so unique about that company, how is it going to serve the purpose, all those concepts. The following concepts will be discussed in this chapter: meaning of researching the company, steps to research a company, where can research for an organization be done, advice on how to efficiently collect relevant information, and conclusion. So definitely, how do I go about research, right? Where exactly can I get access to information when I want to? Another very important point is that when we do research, is the source credible and reliable? The source, S-O-U-R-C-E, is it credible and reliable, right? So how do I gather that relevant information? Okay. Now, what is the meaning of researching the company? Before an interview, it is necessary to research the company in detail and thoroughly. By researching a company, you can get details about the work environment, values, and expectations. Company research is time well spent on gathering information. So, first and foremost, as I mentioned, that when I talk of research, I definitely want in-depth information about the company or the organization. Why? Because if I want to apply for a vacancy that is there, I myself need to be updated with facts, data, details of that organization. I need to have appropriate, information about that organization, especially at the end of the interview or at some point of time you are asked, did you go through our website? Is there anything that you would like to ask? So you cannot sound blank and say, you cannot do that. You have to be able to express, yes, I went through the website and I would like to ask you a few questions. This also shows your level of involvement and this shows that you are ready and updated with what you want to ask. Secondly, when I talk of doing research for any organization, besides going through the website and as discussed social media profiles, somewhere you get access to details which ideally would let you know about what is the company about and its competitors. You also have to be aware. Somewhere when I do research, I need to know not only about the company, but also its competitors. That is very important. So now we talk about research and information that I gather. So detailed information about the company's performance and the kind of work you will be doing if you are hired. So what am I looking for as far as job prospects are concerned? And is it matching with the information put forward on the website? That is important. If it is not matching with the information put forward on the website, that means I am just not really, utilizing my time effectively. Could be that. Or probably I assumed that that information will be readily available on the website, but that organization, the various departments, the information which I get access to, the people who work in that organization at a senior level, their contact details. And when I have access to all this information, I will actually realize that, is it really worth it or not? What is worth it? Doing the research, is it serving my purpose? So learn about the skills that the company requires. I will get answers to all these aspects. Thus, this will increase your chances of being hired. By researching a company's core mission, you are understanding the company's core goals. Research the company's leadership and the employees who hold respected positions within the company. I can get access to contact details, email addresses probably, and even certain information about people at senior level. That will definitely make a difference to me, because when I get information about people at senior level, as far as the website is concerned, it gives me a fair idea who has played what role. So for example, about the founder of that company, right? So when you get a clear idea as to who has played what role for that company, where is the company today, then that will give you a sense of understanding all details of the organization. A company's blog and social media will keep you updated with information. So how you present yourself through the social media platform, that is very important. And we have discussed all these aspects when we talk of blog, social media, because social media presence is really, you know, creating a shift in the mindset and perceptions of individuals. Because the way you present yourself through social media platforms, definitely it is having an impact on one and all. Because we are living in such times that your access to social media is far too high. And when you have access to it, that means there is information readily available through those platforms. But then how information is put up, what is the information that can be conveyed appropriately, all that is important. General news coverage will give you the updates of the company. Also, the next point, Glassdoor is a job and recruiting site, and you can get information about the company, salaries, and interviews through the reviews. So reviews are explanatory. When you talk of the reviews that you actually go through, you will realize what is the organization all about and other aspects, say, related to salary, etc. So reviews somewhere do play an important role, because reviews can be effective and convincing. Now, steps to research a company. First, you visit the company's website. As discussed before, the company's website and social media pages will give you the required information about the company. Yes, we somewhere or the other discussed this, that how the website can be, you know, creative information that can be put forward to you, how that creative information can be expressive and convincing to you. So website owners can see certain information about who visits their website. So that can also be an encouraging factor, because who is actually going through your website? What is it that is mentioned on your website, right? And when you get to know, like, who visits your website, definitely somewhere you're having a fair idea, right? It kind of makes you understand, because what are you understanding? That the traffic is there, right? Then we talk of how that website traffic is actually going ahead with conversions. So you're engaging the audience, you're getting your audience towards that website, and then you realize that that audience is actually very content with making purchases of your services and products, right? Very often, website servers can log certain information after each visit to the website. Now, no doubt technology has somewhere really helped progress, you know, in various directions. So definitely, even when you talk of website servers, as we mentioned here, you can log certain information about each visit to the website. Website provides customers an easy way to learn about your products, services, and business. Definitely, when I want people to know of my product services, when I want people to know of my products and services, when I want to reach out to a large population, when I want to reach out to a heterogeneous population, that means people with varied mindset, ideas, views, then definitely website is one platform which will really serve the purpose. Next, look up the company website reviews so you can learn what the workers think. Reviews on websites from consumers would help us to understand their perceptions better. You know, when you get reviews from the consumers, definitely that is important because you need to improve if the reviews are negative. You need to understand what the consumers think. So, the reviews will definitely be an add-on and help you to understand what is the mindset of the consumer. So at any point of time, if it's negative, then definitely you can make all the possible changes to improvise. Step 3, examine the business's social media pages such as Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn and Instagram, right? So social media presence has been discussed before, but how these platforms will impact your image, how these platforms can be used to enhance your image, how these platforms can be utilized to let business progress. That is what is most important. So social media is a powerful tool, a powerful way to reach out to prospective consumers and can help discover, learn about and follow and even shop on social media. Effective marketing on social media can bring success to your business. Then is looking up employees on LinkedIn. Since this option helps you to get details about the employees, their roles and responsibilities. So as mentioned before, LinkedIn is a professional networking site. How you manage your connections, what ideally are you expressing yourself to be as far as LinkedIn is concerned? Are you seeing to it that your LinkedIn profile is somewhere very unique? You have an appropriate picture out there and have you put forward information in a professional manner? These aspects are important. Find out who is the hiring manager, and it is always helpful to have some background knowledge of the interviewer. Well, if you get access to who's actually going to take your interview, then definitely you can get access to certain information about him or her. So they'll say probably Mr. So-and-so is going to take your interview. He's been here for the last 18 years. So you kind of understand that who is going to be there. Also, if you get information about the recruiting, the hiring manager, definitely that is also you having access to important information. See, when you have access to certain type of information, then it'll be helpful. Because the moment you know who your hiring manager is, then that is definitely going to serve the purpose to a great extent for you to know all in terms of the background of the organization. Then you can do research for that individual, right? So many ways to figure and find out. The website also will have individuals' names who are at certain designations, etc., right? Investigating your rivals is as important for you to understand your customers. Well, I personally feel you should know your competitors. It'll help you to understand that if today you are talking of your competitors, what is it that you can do to improve and reach a level of perfection? How are you going to handle competition? Because we are staying in a very competitive world, right? So it is important to have adequate information about your rival companies. and your rival companies will always have valuable lessons to teach you. Never ever underestimate anybody. We always learn from our friends as well as from our competitors. I can't say enemies because we are not in touch with our enemies, right? That's what I assume, right? That's why they are enemies. Though I somewhere feel that as far as possible, just make space and way to be friendly to people, right? Avoid getting into situations which can create far too many differences and create enmity. But definitely, if business is there, there will be rivals, there will be your competitors. That is something you need to handle, right? Where can research for an organization be done? Company's website has a lot of information which has been discussed, right? LinkedIn, as discussed, is a professional networking site. Okay, the LinkedIn page allows you to represent your organization. When I talk of the LinkedIn page, how is your organization really represented, right? Pages can help LinkedIn members to learn about business, brands, products, and services. So if it's a professional networking site, then definitely LinkedIn will help you to get to know more about your business, brands, products, and services, right? It's basically that platform which is giving you a way to really understand all of this. Before you create a page, you must have a LinkedIn account. Definitely, according to me, your LinkedIn account is of prime importance. Definitely more for job seekers, definitely for people who have the experience and want to be updated and also want to let others know where you exactly stand in your career, what exactly is your role in terms of the job you're doing. So you will somewhere feel motivated to let people know about you, right? Social media platforms such as Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, which allows you to track the users and posts, so you know what posts people see. Definitely, that kind of gives you a level of awareness as to what posts people are seeing, right? It helps you understand. It gives you a level of awareness. So this will help an individual to understand the needs of the organization. So advice on how to efficiently collect relevant information. Display sincere interest by expressing the knowledge and information that you have about the company. It is important to spend quality time and understand everything about the company, history, mission, and values. See, why is it that you somewhere feel connected to a particular website? Because somewhere you feel that this is like meaningful work for you. Somewhere you feel that this is what I want to do. And the more research you do, the more you feel the connect with that organization. Somewhere you also feel this is really matching with the core values of the company. It means your thoughts and concepts are matching with the core value of your value of the company. Your thoughts are actually resonating with passion and enthusiasm as far as the website is concerned. That means that enthusiasm, that passion which I have when I'm doing research, I see that when I go through the website. So it is all about the values which are eventually matching. The mission, the goals, all of this makes you feel that it's in alignment. Company culture is shared values, attitude, and behavior that makes up a work environment. Company culture defines the way you treat your customers and employers. A positive work environment is based on honesty, support, and alignment with core values. Now, when I talk of company culture and say it's a shared set of values, attitude, thought processes, right? As far as the work environment is concerned, it means that somewhere are my thought processes really matching with that of the organization? It also means that all what we think, do, and behave, is it matching from the point of view of the company and point of view of the people working? So a simple example, that do we believe in this company to take everyone forward? Do we believe that there's strong focus on being genuine and ethical? Do we believe in fostering relationships? So it's all about that environment which we're trying to create with our own thought processes. But that is why it is called shared values. Everyone shares these values. Everyone shares these kind of thoughts. Because see, if everyone is in tandem, then the company culture can really, you know, be worthy and let one and all progress. So that is why it is mentioned that how you treat your employers and your customers, right? That is why it is mentioned how you treat your customers and employees, right? So this needs to be looked into. Advice on how to efficiently collect relevant information, we continue with that. Customize your resume. Whenever you go for an interview, see to it you make changes as per the requirements. That means, what is it that the organization is all about in terms of its core mission and values? What is it that the organization is really looking for? So tailor your resume and your answers. In fact, people who go for, like in this last month, say you went for 4 interviews, you need to make few changes on your resume from time to time, depending on which organization have you sent your resume to, or which organization do you really want to apply. So there you need to make changes on your resume for the information that is put up and thus the answers, because it will be as per the job description. What is that organization looking for? What is it really describing in terms of traits and characteristics and qualities that they want to see from the point of view of the interviewee, that means the candidate? So the organization will have certain requirements that is put forward in terms of job description. And do they see that in the candidate? Then one fits in. Customizing your resume is keeping it clear and concise and emphasizing the best fit they are looking for. When I say keeping it clear and concise, that means I'm putting forward appropriate information. I'm putting forward information which is really what is required. That is why they're saying customizing the resume. So if you're looking for a job in the field of marketing versus another person looking for a job in the field of finance, definitely then they will customize a resume as per the requirements of that organization, right? Which field, what exactly are you doing? What is it that they are looking for? That's what it is. Determine possibilities and obstacles, and you can identify your main obstacle that may prevent you from achieving your vision. See, when you have obstacles, but you go to the root of it, you will realize that there's one obstacle which is the biggest obstacle. And once you overcome that problem, that obstacle, then you will be able to move forward. Then you will not really be able to, you know, find other obstacles that much of an issue. Generally, that's what it is. Sometimes the obstacles you're facing, all of them are far too challenging. But sometimes it can be possible that this one obstacle is really the most challenging one and you handle it well. With the knowledge and information that you have will help you express your analytical mindset. You analyze the situation. You evaluate the situation. You evaluate the problem and you focus on how to overcome the problem using your logical thought process. So you're able to come up with effective solutions. And then you will realize you're also able to achieve what you thought of. Conclusion: researching a company requires your valuable time and effort. It allows you to demonstrate interest in the company and understand your company's culture. So it is important to communicate and align your vision with that of the organization. Your vision with that of the organization. It goes hand in glove. You move forward by ideally understanding that this is one way to progress, right? Lastly, understanding how interviewers perceive you and make sorry understanding how interviewers perceive you makes it easier for you to impress them by showing them that you are genuinely interested in the job and support the company's values and objectives. This is only possible when adequate research is done by the candidate. So spend your time doing research. You know, put in quality time. If you can't do a lot of research in one day, do research systematically and do research every day for some time, because that will help you to get access to all the information about that organization. See, ideally to do entire research in one day can be a bit challenging and overwhelming. So it is important that you spend time, you know, from day to day, and then realize that by the end of 5 days, you have access to quality information, which will make you feel well prepared when you go for the interview. And then you will be able to present yourself well. That is most important. Once I have all the data information collected, then it is about how do I put that information in a structured manner. Once information is put forward in a structured manner, then all of it is resolved, because I have to then be able to express well. And that is what is required, right? Okay, so we have completed this chapter. Thank you.